30 years ago, I witnessed a man stay calm in the midst of high tension and drama during a $150 million leveraged buyout negotiation. You will hear about Mike and that negotiation in Chapter 1. Ever since then, I've been trying to figure out what Mike knew, what he understood that allowed him to be the calm in the eye of the negotiating storm. My drive to figure this out stemmed not only from a desire to be successful and help others to be successful, but also from my inherent curiosity about what it means to be authentic, to stay true to who we are while achieving the results we want. I have seen many people achieve the trappings of success but not be happy. After spending time in villages in Ghana, Uganda, and India, and experiencing people with so little but who have so much joy and sense of connection, I redefined myself as a world citizen connected to all of humanity, but also experienced and occasionally engaged in transactional and manipulative interactions in business, life, and negotiations. I have seen the adverse impact that the need to win has on others, and on those who have that need, and the deep corrosiveness of ego, anger, fear, and manipulation on people's souls. I have come to understand that, as the great Wallace Wattles teaches, operating on the creative plane is a much higher state of being and brings much more success and happiness than operating on the competitive plane. From this, I developed some fundamental beliefs and a core framework for successful negotiating that is different from most of what was and is being taught about negotiating in many places, and that is what I will share with you in this book. If that seems like a leap for you, or you don't understand the connection between the life experiences I share and successful negotiation, I am confident that once you hear the book, you will understand. This philosophy and approach has been the basis for great results for clients over the last 3 decades as a hired negotiator on everything from small to large corporate deals to various types of disputes and other tough negotiating situations, mostly in the realm of business, and in negotiating my own deals for my various businesses by applying these principles. I have also used this philosophy and framework to help others deal with challenging circumstances, but the real test for me came in 2008. That test challenged me to the core of who I am, and I share that story at the end of the book. This book is the culmination of my 30-year journey of learning, application, and evolution, countless negotiations over that time, and a particularly challenging soul-searching test of character. That is how I know that if you practice and apply the teachings in this book, you will significantly increase your chances of being successful in any negotiating situation, and beyond.